So once again, we have a case, a prostate cancer, who a man who took cat's claw combination discovered that his kidney function had decreased, and he had been taking cat's claw, and the conclusion they came to was that cat's claw negatively affected the kidney function. And they went on the internet, and sure enough, they found the fact that cat's claw could affect the kidney. So I want to address this scenario. Many times there is fear in regards to using herbal supplements for healing the body. First of all, herbs are plants, and the herbs that we have on our shelf, and I'm specifically talking about Nature Sunshine herbs, are all approved by Health Canada. We have an NPN number on each one of those herbals that is on my shelf that are available through the Nature Sunshine warehouse. Secondly, I want to address the fact that there are implications out there that herbs are dangerous. Cat's claw is an herb that has been used in Peru by the Peruvian people for centuries, very, very safely for all kinds of disease conditions. It has been used very effectively for serious bowel disorders such as Crohn's or colitis. It has been used for infections of all kinds, including kidney infections, very successfully. It has been used for all kinds of cancers. I have used cat's claw for over 30 years myself personally, and as a result, I have had no need to take any antibiotics of any kind. An antibiotic, to me, is dangerous. It's a prescription because it has serious side effects. Cat's claw has no side effects. I do not know, so here's the other criteria. I do not know if this man took antibiotics. I would have to find out. And I worked once with a lady who took an antibiotic, and shortly thereafter, there was a suspicious cells in her kidneys. We took cat's claw to overcome the suspicious cells in her kidneys. I once worked with a man who had serious kidney failure, close to needing a dialysis, and by eliminating foods that disagree with your body, and by taking high-dense superfood smoothies with mineral chi tonic, collard trim plus, green zone, chlorophyll, and by taking cat's claw in high doses and doing the kidney flush, he was able to raise his kidney function by 50%. Dialysis was no longer a consideration. Another criteria for this particular case is what other medications was this man taking? We don't know that variable. We don't know the answer to that. Another consideration, what were the other sources of inflammation that were not addressed in this prostate cancer case? Another consideration, what was this man drinking? What was he eating? Those are all variables. And if he was drinking alcohol or sugar pops and eating starches and grains and things that are high in sugar, then he was definitely affecting the health of his kidneys. Another factor to consider, what other medications was he taking? All medications have serious side effects. So, in conclusion, you cannot say that cat's claw taken in high doses can negatively affect the kidneys. There are too many variables in this case that were not addressed. I love cat's claw. I've used it in several different scenarios, as I've mentioned. And recently there has been a scientific study that was done on cat's claw that proved it to be effective for Lyme's disease. That's posted on my website, DonnaRoth.com. Next issue I want to address, why does cancer come back after chemo and radiation? And you have been given the go-ahead that there is no cancer left in the body. Here is the answer to that question. Cancer starts from an injury, and chemotherapy and radiation do not address the current of injury. So the stem cells in every cancer case are trying hard to replicate healthy cells to repair the injury. In the case of chemo and radiation, those stem cells may remain dormant, but then they start their activation process in that attempt to make cells to repair the injury. And there are not enough nutrients to repair that injury, and that replication process continues. And when the oxygen levels drop to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer happen. And fermentation kicks in. That's when the fungus integrates into the stem cell line, and the end result is the replication of mutated fungal cells, which we call cancer. Therefore, chemotherapy and radiation may temporarily cause the cancer replication to become dormant, but then it comes back, and it can come back in 2 years, 5 years, even 7 years. What about mammograms? I'm often asked about mammograms. Here's my response. Mammograms cause injury. Cancer starts when there is an injury. The process of cell replication always happens when there is an injury, and the stem cells need the building blocks, those nutrients, to repair the injury. And if there are not enough nutrients in that cell and in that tissue for cell repair, and the oxygen levels, again, have dropped to below 35%, that increases the chances of breast cancer. The other issue I want to address in this teleconference call is sometimes I get this question that's asked to me. As you know, many diagnostic names have multisyllables to them. So I'm often asked this question, what do you know about, and they'll then quote a multisyllabic diagnostic name, cancer, and here's my response. I don't know anything about that type of cancer, but I certainly know how you can take responsibility to overcome it. And the whole purpose of asking me those kind of questions is to discredit me or to discredit this work that we do, which is based simply on nutrition. We do not work with diagnosed diseases. We work on building health. And so there is a distinct difference here. I am not a doctor. I do not know any types of cancer diagnostic disease names. I don't know anything about them. I only know how to build health. I also want to address the whole issue of cleansing the blood, because that's a question that's often asked of me. We have a oral chelation tablet from Nature Sunshine called MC. On the state side, it's called MegaCal. I call it a designer tablet. It is a tablet that contains vitamins, such as all the vitamin Bs and the vitamin Cs, and specific minerals in specific doses. It also contains bovine, adrenal, thymus, and spleen to strengthen the entire immune system, to strengthen the glandular system. It also contains ginkgo biloba and butcher's broom, which are two herbs known to increase circulation. How does MC work, or what does it do in the bloodstream? It cleans the blood of toxic heavy metals, and that may be things like cadmium or mercury or lead. It is known to dissolve toxic plaque that may be lining artery walls. It increases the oxygen levels to the tissues and cells. It breaks up sticky, heavy blood. It's an amazing blood purifier. And I always say this, do you have to wait till you are diagnosed with cancer to clean up the blood? I'm asking you to take this on now before a diagnosis. I personally take about 6 tablets of MC a day for that purpose, to keep my blood clean of heavy metals, of toxic chemicals and whatever else I may be exposed to on a daily basis, and to keep my blood circulating so that my body temperature is at 37 degrees centigrade or 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. And that's the next topic that I want to discuss briefly, is body temperature. We take our body temperature first thing in the morning before you move or get up out of bed. This is when we find our core body temperature. And we may do this every morning for several times so that we can average it out. The core body temperature to remain healthy should be 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 degrees centigrade. Here's the key. Cancer cannot live in a body temperature of 37 degrees centigrade or 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. We address this in our course, TAFI. Very rarely do you hear of anybody ask you about your body temperature. And it is critical when we do our programs. Fungus cannot live in a body temperature that is 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. So how do we increase the body temperature? We cleanse the blood. This is where MC comes in. The faster your blood is circulating, the higher the body temperature. And we eat red foods, and that includes red meats, which should be, if at all possible, grass-fed, salmon. We can take capsicum, we can take curcumin, we can take arginine plus. These are herbs that can help to increase circulation and increase body temperature. I also want to say, if you are really interested in taking responsibility for your own health, I recommend highly that you do my program called TAFI. TAFI is an acronym that stands for Taking Action for Your Health. It runs 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week, for a period of approximately 8 weeks. Within that 15 minutes, you are asked to report on your commitments. You are asked to state your accountabilities, report your accountabilities. You are also given a lesson that's read to you, and it's a 5-minute lesson. And then that lesson is emailed for you to read at a future time. TAFI is designed to give you the results that you are looking for. It addresses injury. It addresses inflammation. It addresses circulation. It addresses elimination channels, the bowels, the kidneys, the liver. It addresses how to overcome infection. And most of all, most important of all, it tells you and empowers you to take responsibility for the health of your own body. If you would like to do TAFI, I am taking on a new TAFI team next week, probably starting on Tuesday or Wednesday. Please send me an email or give me a phone call. The information is on my website, www.donnaroth.com. I want to now move into cancer. To understand cancer and its contributing factors means that we can avoid and prevent cancer, and if we are diagnosed with cancer or any other infectious disease such as multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, infertility, we can avoid the contributing factors that cause that disease condition, that cause the inflammation of the disease condition, and we can take the necessary steps to overcome this diseased condition. There are many success stories in my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, and that you can get. This is my book by Donna Roth. It has sold over 5,000 copies. You can go to my website, and you can get a copy of that book. Let's start off by defining cancer so that we understand what it is. Cancer is an out-of-control, mutated cell process that happens when there is an injury, and the repair of that injury cannot be made by the stem cells due to nutritional deficiencies and lack of oxygen, and the cell walls in that toxic injured area becomes mutated by fungal infection. So for cancer to occur, there is an injury. One thing we must know is that cells don't just randomly replicate. And in cancer, there is continuous cell replication because the stem cells are trying very, very hard to replicate healthy cells to repair your injured membrane. Even Dr. McDougall, who studied the pancreatic cancer of Steve Jobs, stated this, quote, "Cells have rules. They don't divide at their own free will. Cells only divide when there is a wound, and they divide to repair that wound," end of quote. For cancer to occur, number two, there is a nutritional deficiency. The stem cells cannot make healthy cells for you unless the required building blocks, the required nutrients, are in place. Number three, for cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. Without oxygen, oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication cannot take place. Dr. Blass said, oxidation is the source of life. Number four, for cancer to occur, there is toxicity in that injured area to the point that the lymphatic system can no longer clean out the toxic debris that is causing the stagnation and inflammation. Number five, for cancer to occur, there is an infection. There's so much toxic debris in that injured area that that accumulation leads to a fungal infection. So the bottom line is this. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, the end result is cancer. When the fungus integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. When the fungus integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive glands, the end result is infertility. When the fungus integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. So that's why it's not just cancer that we're talking about here. We're talking about all kinds of other diseased conditions. What we want to do here is address five pillars so that we can build your health. And those five pillars are injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation, and I'm going to throw in a sixth one, and it's psychological support and education. Let's talk about injury. Even back there in 1903, Dr. Ziegler, who wrote the medical textbook that was used at that time, he knew and he was teaching this in medical schools that the cause of cancer was an injury. This is what he said, quote, "The causes of the tumor formation may be a single injury, a blow, crushing, fracture, etc., as well as repeated mechanical irritation such as rubbing, scratches, etc. There are other reasons for injuries. One of them we're talking about is physical injury. So it can happen from a car accident or a serious fall. And a physical injury could also cause a trapped blood clot. And if the lymphatic system is overloaded and can't clean out the clot effectively, then a cancerous tumor could result. Surgeries of various kinds, exploratory surgeries can cause injuries. Biopsies can cause injuries. An infected organ internally can rupture, causing an injury. A kidney stone can injure the urethras internally. A gallstone can injure the bile duct. Radiation burns cause injuries. Sunburns cause injuries. Chemotherapy causes chemical injuries. Root canal procedures cause injuries. Root canals are abscessed dead teeth. Oh, they may not be abscessed yet, but they are dead teeth. And the law of nature says microbial infection sets in a dead tooth. And that infection gets into the flow systems of the body, which is the blood and the lymphatic fluids. An injury can come from nutritional deficiencies. Agricultural practices today have depleted or interfered with our plants' abilities to pick up raw elements from Mother Earth and convert them into bioavailable minerals through the process of photosynthesis. So today, our foods are so deficient in nutrients, you would have to eat 10 tomatoes to get the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. There is a scientific agricultural study in my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, that was done in 1941, where scientists analyzed the food values of different foods. And this was repeated, this kind of analysis was repeated again in foods that were grown in soils of 1991. And the agricultural scientists discovered an alarming decrease in nutrient value of all foods. Meats had 54% less iron. Broccoli had 75% less calcium. Spinach had 60% less iron. And the rest of that study is in my book. Antoine Béchamp, in the 1860s, he stated that if there was a deficiency of even one mineral element, then morbid waste matter would accumulate. So they knew that back in the 1860s. Dr. Linus Pauling, and most of us know him to be the father of vitamin C, in 1970s, he said this: you can trace every diseased ailment to a mineral deficiency. A mineral deficiency can cause an injury to a membrane or tissue internally. Dr. Hulda Clark wrote a book, Cure for All Cancers. She showed documented evidence that there is a parasite in every cancer case. Where do those parasites come from? Just imagine the accumulation of toxic debris in a vulnerable, inherently weak organ internally. That toxic debris can invite parasites, and that parasite can eat a hole through the membrane of that internal tissue, just like a worm can eat through a leaf of a plant. Bingo, an injury happens. Toxic debris can also invite viruses that can cause an injury. Think about cervical cancers that are caused by human papilloma virus. This virus only happens when there is an accumulation of toxic debris in that area, and that virus damages the tissues of the cervix. Infections of all kinds can start an injury. Think about hepatitis in the liver. If that's not corrected, it can lead to a serious injury. And what do we do when we have a case of virus or so-called bacterial infection? We don't use antibiotics here. Antibiotics are known to feed candida. They rob your body of the essential probiotics. We use cat's claw combination instead. This is a Nature's Sunshine combination with cat's claw echinacea, and astragalus. I am proud to tell you that I have not taken internally any of these antibiotics or any other drug for over 30 years. If I happen to end up with an infection of any kind, like a sore throat or whatever that may be, I rely on high doses of cat's claw and silver shield that's available from Nature Sunshine. I love Nature Sunshine products because their quality control is meticulous. Dr. Scott, Livingston, and Siebert found microbes in every cancer case. The same thing applies. Microbes grow in toxic, unhealthy issues that can cause injury to a membrane internally. Dr. Versendahl, Simoncini, and Lustig stated that cancer injury was caused by candida yeast in the body. Candida is fed by sugar and starches, which convert to sugar, and antibiotics, and various drugs, and various chemicals. Candida is known to grow tendrils, or a root structure, that literally pokes holes in the gut membrane, and that causes what we know as leaky gut syndrome. That candida then escapes into the bloodstream where it makes the blood sticky and heavy, impedes the flow of oxygen and nutrients, and lowers the body temperature. Candida also produces toxic estrogens known as xenoestrogens. They feed cancer. In a laboratory setting where they want to induce cancer in lower animals, they induce it by estrogens. Xenoestrogens are also known to destroy the function of the thyroid, and that impedes metabolism.
Cancer.
And it impedes iodine sources, which are necessary for radiation absorption. Xenoestrogens from candida also scramble up all the hormones, and they are the misery behind PMS, menopause, infertility, breast cancers, prostate cancers, and all kinds of other cancers. These false estrogens from candida also weaken collagen production, and consequently, an inner membrane can crack, causing an injury. Dr. Bernice Eddy, in 1954 to 1957, she discovered that vaccines were a direct contributing factor to cancer. She injected hamsters with a kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured and discovered that these hamsters all got various cancers and tumors. She reported her findings to her colleagues and warned them, if they were to institute the vaccine program into our society, we would have an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. She said that in 1957. She was fired. We have an epidemic of cancer and other horrible disease conditions. Sugar is a contributor factor to injury. Think about it. If it can rob enough minerals and calcium from your teeth to cause cavities, what do you think sugar can do to your organs internally? Back there in 1926, Dr. Fibiger watched rats in a sugar warehouse, and all kinds of them got cancers. He repeated his observation in a laboratory setting, and he received a Nobel Prize because of his findings that sugar feeds cancer. We have injuries also coming from toxic heavy metals that we find in all flu shots and all vaccinations, and in chemicals that we're exposed to, in mercury fillings in our teeth. These toxic heavy metals also get into the bloodstream, and they make the blood sticky and heavy and impede oxygen and blood circulation. Dr. Hamer. He studied cancer, and he said that the injury comes from strong negative emotions. Think about it. Those strong negative emotions, such as anger, unforgiveness, depression, hatred, they cause an overload of toxic acids. Those acids can eat away at a vulnerable membrane internally, thereby causing an injury. Cancer starts from an injury and requires a framework of nutrition in order to repair and heal that injury. So what happens when there is an injury? Whenever there is an injury, the brain sends a message to the injured area called current of injury. And that message sets up an ionic field or an electromagnetic field. And that electromagnetic field, called ionic field, triggers the stem cells into action. The purpose of the stem cells is to initiate the process of cell replication. Their job is to replicate healthy cells to repair the injury. Now, healthy cell replication by the stem cells requires fundamental building blocks: amino acids, minerals, vitamins, essential fatty acids, and so on. If all of these building blocks are present in abundance, then healthy cell replication can take place, and these healthy cells repair the injury. At the point that the injury is repaired, the replication process stops. The stem cells go to rest. The current of injury stops. However, in a case when even one of these building blocks is missing, and I know one of them is minerals, then healthy cell replication simply cannot take place, and that current of injury continues. One of the keys in putting cancer to rest is to stop the current of injury by feeding the body plenty of minerals and essential nutrients. I want to now talk about inflammation. We all hear that term inflammation, but no one really understands it, and no one knows why it happens. Inflammation starts from leaky gut. I've already mentioned how leaky gut is started by candida and toxic heavy metals. Antibiotics cause leaky gut. Lectins in present-day grains cause leaky gut. They poke holes in the gut membrane. And all of these things escape into the bloodstream. Now that you have holes in the gut membrane, you also have food and proteins before it's fully digested, escaping into the bloodstream. And all of these unwanted residues of toxic debris make the blood sticky and heavy, and that puts a stressful impact on the walls of the vessels through which the blood flows. Now, such a weight on these walls causes the tiny holes of the capillary walls to dilate, and thereby the toxic debris from the blood will start to escape. And so now we have an accumulation of toxic lectins, undigested food particles, heavy metals escaping and accumulating in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. And the blood has blood plasma proteins whose job it is to transport oxygen and water and nutrients to the various cells and tissues. And they start to escape. And they are known to attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So now we have a swelling, the first process of inflammation, which is nothing more than trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, lectins, heavy metals, candida, and so on. And that's not even a problem if we have a healthy lymphatic system. The lymphatic system will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and dump them back into the bloodstream via the subclavian valves, which is near the neck area. And the lymph, which is the salty sludgy part will take the excess sodium and the toxins and dump them out through our natural elimination channels, which is the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. However, when that lymphatic system becomes overloaded by toxic debris from the drugs we're using, toxic emotions, stress, toxic teeth, toxic vaccinations, flu shots, toxic chemicals, and so on, it eventually starts to malfunction because there begins to form a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins and toxins that are stagnant. And over time, this buildup leads to chronic inflammation where now essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach that injured area. And it was Dr. Otto Warburg, a Nobel Prize winner in 1931, who discovered that when the oxygen levels to the injured area drops to below 35%, oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer happen. And here is the big if. If there is an adequate amount of sugar in that injured area, then oxidation flips into fermentation, and the whole process of fermentation produces more toxins, ammonia, and acids. All of this toxic debris now is a perfect breeding ground for microbes, yeast, parasites, bacteria, and fungus. The fungus then becomes active, and the fungus integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication, and it genetically defects or mutates the human cells as they replicate. So we start to find out that genetic defects do not come from inherent birth defects. They are genetically defected by the fungus. So cancer is not a genetic illness. So please, speaking to all the women out there, it's not necessary for you to have your healthy breasts removed surgically, to have them cut off, because cancer is not a genetic illness. And so if we understand that the fungus is mutating and genetically defecting the cells as it gets into the stem cell line, and consequently, there is a continuous replication of these fungal mutated cells that cannot repair the injury. And consequently, the current of injury continues with the continuous replication of these mutated fungal cells that we call cancer. Now that we can understand that cancer is an out-of-control mutation process or growth that happens when the repair of injury does not occur due to a nutritional deficiency and a lack of oxygen, and a fungal infection sets in, we can prevent cancer from happening, or we can reverse the whole process. So what do we do to reverse the process? Number one, we stop feeding the body with, or the cancer with sugar. We eliminate sugars, starches, grains, yeast products, legumes, and milk, which is high in sugar. We just don't have them. We eat the right foods because we want to give the stem cells all the nutrients required for cell repair. So what do we eat? Grass-fed meats, fish, seafood, eggs, vegetables and salads of all kinds, walnuts, almonds, seeds of all kinds. We can have berries, which are low glycemic and high antioxidants. And knowing that even if we're eating the right foods, we do not have enough minerals and nutrients in our present-day foods, we need to resort to superfood smoothies. This is where I use Nature's Sunshine products. And in the smoothie, we put in Chinese mineral chi tonic for all the missing trace minerals and all the tonic herbs. And we can add some aloe vera juice, which helps to heal internal wounds. And we can add Collatrim Plus, which is bioavailable amino acid, and it's collagen powder, remembering that candida affects the production of that collagen powder. And we add Green Zone or spirulina. Greens help to bind toxic heavy metals and contain all different types of minerals and vitamins and phytonutrients needed by the stem cells for cell repair. We also add Solstic Energy, which is Korean ginseng, green tea extract, grape seed extract, and guarana, excellent in breaking up blood agglutination, and berries of your choice. And then just add water. And you can be creative. You can add some coconut milk if you so choose. The power of this smoothie is unbelievably powerful. And I say this because it replaces the need to do any kind of juicing. Most juices that are made at home are much too sweet anyway. They're usually done from apples and carrots and beets, and that is concentrated sugar. And even if we use juices, we have no idea how many nutrients are in those juices. So that's why we rely on nature's sunshine, quality control, and high-dense superfood smoothies. Then we also use high amounts of super omega-3. That makes the cells pliable so that oxygen can readily move into the cells and toxins can move out of the cells. We add vitamin D3. Today, there are phytates in present-day grains. They are toxic. They are scientifically known to deplete vitamin D3 and to remove a lot of minerals from our bodies. So to replace the vitamin D3, we add vitamin D3. We want to now move into decreasing the inflammation, and we do this by cleansing the blood, and I talked about using MegaCal or MC. We also drink lots of chlorophyll, and which helps to clean the blood. We use flax hull lignans, which are scientifically known to bind toxic xenoestrogens. We use colostrum on an empty stomach, scientifically known to bind toxic lectins. And we use protease plus enzymes on an empty stomach so it can get into the bloodstream and break up the outer protein coating of cancer cells. I also use cat's claw combination. It opens up the lymphatic system and helps the toxic debris to drain out through the natural elimination channels. It is critical that we also address the sources of the inflammation. And this is where you can do one of two things. You can book a consultation with me, and that you can do by going to my website, donnaroth.com. I have a phone number there. Or you can take my TAFI program, Taking Action for Your Health. You can also... We also really want to work hard on cleaning up the blood to increase circulation. I've talked about MegaCal. You may also want to use some coenzyme Q10, which increases the energy levels in the mitochondria of the cells. We want to activate the elimination channels, and this is where we use that product called Body Detox. And there's also a new product, a new cleansing product called Clean Start, which has in it Body Detox. I like it a lot. And we address the fungal infection. We use PAPA. This is Dr. McLaughlin's papa. He studied it for a period of over 20 years, and he found papa to be almost 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. Papa inhibits and cuts off the growth of the blood vessels that carry sugar to the cancer cells. Papa destroys and cleans up all those fungal cells. And it's the papa that grows in eastern United States that has that active ingredient called acetogenin. Dr. McLaughlin specifically stated this is not Brazilian papa or graviola. We also increase stem cell production by using astragalus, but astragalus is also found in cat's claw combination and in the mineral chi tonic. We can also increase stem cell production by using the silver mouth guard, or what is it called, silver mouth guard from Nature Sunshine. So having said that, there have been many people that have done this particular program very, very effectively and have been able to overcome their cancerous conditions and to regain their health and become healthy. And those stories are found in my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury Manual. With this, I am going to turn the recording off and we'll open it up to question and answer.